Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Well, let's see what's going on. What up, everybody? I want to make sure, I want to make sure everything is going well and everybody is here and can hear me. Let me know if you are here and can hear me. So the reason why I wanted to do this video today is because a lot of people were wanting to know, you know, why I said what I said about Cash Doll and, you know, all those different... Well, hold on. Let's see what's going on. I want to see, where is the squad? What is the tea? Hold on. All right. That's so weird. Hold on. I'm about to sit on live real fast. Hold on. I'm just testing this out. Trying to see what's going on. That's so weird. Nobody is getting notified. No one is getting notified. That is so weird. Baby, are you on there? Did you get notified? Isn't that weird? Why is it not doing sending out my notifications? Hey y'all, I'm testing something out. 'Cause like YouTube is not giving me notifications. It's really weird. People are not getting notifications. Yeah. What the fuck? This is like when I first started YouTube, when you have five people online, people will be pissed. That's so weird. All right, y'all, we're about to I'm about to restart this. I'm about to restart this all together. All right, let me see. Babe, what? That was weird, huh? Do I need to restart the whole computer? Don't know what's going on. Let me read. What's going on? I'm literally on live right now. And it's not working. So weird. So irritated with this. Hold on. Okay, so I'm just trying to figure out if any are we getting the notifications? 'Cause there's a few of you here with on mine starting, but I just feel like nobody is getting notifications. Yeah. Like nobody is getting notifications. What is, I don't understand. Like, what is, I don't know why it's not doing it. There's no notifications on here. They pour me a drink too. Because ain't nobody in here. Or is this just the beginning? Am I just back at the basics? Did everybody unsubscribe? Nobody's getting any notification. And it deleted all my. That's so weird. And it deleted everything that I had written down. Okay, this should be all right, so I'm gonna bring it back. Oh, wow. I'm gonna have to bring it back. I don't know what YouTube is doing. All right, y'all. I'll be back. That is crazy. You just got it? Hold on, y'all. I'm working on it. People saying notifications just came on. All right. Well, I'm about to restart it. All right. I'll be back. Hello.
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 All right. Thank you for using Block Talk Radio. Goodbye. All right. All right. All right. I don't know if this shit's really going to work. I don't know if this shit has been working. But this live is for the people. And we got to get into some things because, hold on. Let me see. YouTube is trying it. So y'all might not get y'all notifications until tomorrow. And then this motherfucking live will be over. But let's get into some things real quick. All right, so if you are returning, then you know how this should go. We done probably did this live about 3 or 4 times just to get the shit going. Some shit might shut down, some shit might fuck up, and YouTube might try it. But we're going to try to get through the show. And if you're new, and if you're searching Bad Baby or Cash Doll, then, well, welcome. Hopefully you'll consider subscribing. Now, the reason why I even started this live video is because I made a video saying that Cash Doll was never going to happen. Well, I think Cash Doll has already happened as far as she's going to happen. That's not to say that she's not successful. I just don't feel like she's going to be a record-breaking megastar, okay? I don't think that Cash Doll will ever be attending the Met Gala. But I do think that Bad Baby will be in the upcoming future. So I wanted to give people a chance to call in, voice their opinion, because a lot of people have been tagging me in the Cash Doll and Dreezy video, the Cash Doll and what's her name, Nyalin video. People have been tagging me and adding me all week. Like, I've been on so many different pages. So let's just get into it. So I really was hoping that we could get into some things. The number is right there if you guys want to call in. If you guys want to call in and start the discussion until YouTube decides to notify more people that we're live, I'm not really sure what's going on. We have to continue the show. So the number is 563-999-3650. So if you want to call in and let me know, who do you think is hotter, Cash Doll or Bad Baby? I'm going with Cash Doll, I mean Bad Baby as an artist. Who do you think is the hotter artist? All right, y'all. So nobody's going to call in. So y'all going to have me come up here and perform this live. All right. This is the part where the show gets really, really hot. All right. This girl right here has more star appeal. This girl, well, I don't know how to get to her. This girl right here she just don't have it. Like, I've listened to every song that y'all suggested that I've listened to. Granted, in the Dreezy song, Cash Doll did change her flow up a little bit, but still it was trash. It was trash. All right, now we have somebody finally ready to argue. Because that's why I did this live. Because y'all already know how I feel. I made it very, very clear. This live was not for me to go on how I feel. I wanted to know what y'all think. 703-9993. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How you doing?
Hey. I'm a little frustrated with YouTube right now. They're trying me.
I see that. I did get a notification on the last live, the one you just did, and then I guess deleted, but I think they're coming in kind of late or something.
Mm. So what's going
on? I just checked out your last video on Bad Baby, and it got me thinking a lot. Like, you had some really good points, and I really, like, I hadn't really been following her lately. I did see her come up, you know, after the Dr. Phil thing, and I was, like, not expecting her to really be, like, you know, a good rapper.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, like, surprised, you know, with the Gucci flip-flop and everything, and I was like, well, I don't know how long this is going to last. I didn't really know, and I kind of, you know, haven't really been following up on her until I watched your video, and then I kind of started going back and, you know, watching some more of her, you know, videos, and I'm like, wow, she is really coming up, like, surprisingly. I'm
yeah.
really surprised. And as far as Cash Doll, I've always kind of liked Cash Doll. I think she is beautiful, number one. I think she is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as, like, her skills, I definitely think she got bars, but, you know, marketable as far as, you know how this industry is. It's
yes.
a tough one, you know. But, I mean, I don't know. I really would. I'm agreeing with you, though. I really am. I'm agreeing with you as far as with Bad Baby right now. She gives me that Kylie Jenner vibe. Like, she really does. And that is what, you know, it seems like the popular thing, I guess, now.
Yes. Well, I mean, you said it. I mean, I agree. Because, shit, I said it myself.
we're in a whole different industry nowadays. You know, the industry is a lot different. But then again, you know what got me thinking, though? When Iggy Azalea had her whole peak or whatever, it was a point where she was like, you know, I mean, of course, a lot of people didn't like her, you know, whatever, whatever. But
mm-hmm.
it was a point where she was really, really, really popular. And then out of nowhere, bam, she was gone. Like, gone with the wind.
Well, I don't think she could handle the wrath of Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, True that.
And
true
so
that,
I think that that's what it was, because I think Nikki was antagonizing her and she couldn't handle it. But as far as Cash Doll is good, but her flow is not that great. I mean, it's hit or miss. Her sound is not that great. There's no wow factor about Cash Doll. There's a bunch of big booty girls with big titties that got money that's black. I mean, honestly. I mean, we got Nicki Minaj already.
And I agree. I like her vibe. Is she from like Detroit? I think. I like the vibe she gives off. You know, it's a little bit different than what, you know, a lot of the female rappers out have. But it is kind of like a hit or miss with her. You know, it's some songs I'm listening to and I'm just like, And there's some songs I like. It's just, you know, it's not consistent.
Yeah. Well, thank you, caller. We got some more callers.
No,
but thanks
problem.
For calling in. All right.
Thank you. You have a good one, and I'm going to be checking out all the lives.
All right. Thank you. If YouTube lets you guys know, shit.
Really? All right. You have a blessed one.
Right. I may need to keep my day job. Shit. I ain't finna fuck with YouTube be trying it. I ain't finna have me over here. Shit. But I'm appreciative for all of you guys for somehow just being on YouTube, and then all of a sudden you ended up on my live with no notification. All right. 336-3079. You're live on the air.
Well, hello, Armand.
Hi, how are you?
I came. I'm doing good. I was with you the whole time. I seen that drama. I seen the fuckery, but I'm here to support. I know if I did not stay with you, you're not going to have the amount of people in the live you need. So I'm here for you. Don't worry about it. You are still the hottest show on YouTube, period.
Okay.
So don't worry. I'm going to chime in when it comes to Bad Baby. I honestly think people are hating because of the way that she did it. She basically surpassed even Instagram. She said, I'm just going to come on this show, and I'm not going to talk about nothing, and then I'm just going to start my rap career. It's a little jealousy, but clearly she has the talent. She even has the look. You can't deny it. Anybody is not just going to dress up and have that look. She has a look. It's clear. And I do like that she's a distinct brand. I think the reason why she's going to make it is because when they come out with an adult type and they come for these girls, that doesn't work. Because you got Nicki, she's real strong-minded. She's going to shut it down. You know Cardi B, she's going to shut it down. And some of these other ones that have been in the game, they're going to shut it down. What they did was said, let me bring her out as a child. You've seen what happened when some of these adults try to come for her. She immediately played the child card, like, why are you coming for me? I'm 15. And that's the game they're going to play. And she's not going nowhere. She's going to keep making music. And you're not going to be able to come for her because you're going to look real slow coming for a child. You need to come for a Nicki. You need to come for a Cardi. You don't need to come for her. She's a child. As far as Cash Doll, I mean, honestly, it's about the character. You know, we're used to having like a character like Rihanna. She's her own person, her own brand. A Beyonce is her own brand. Nobody really cares about Cash Doll. That's the whole problem.
Well,
and she has nothing unique. There's nothing unique there, like you said. I mean, honestly, even, you know, back in the day, the Little Kim, you remember them.
Right.
To me.
No, I agree. I totally agree. And see, when it comes to being an artist, here's the thing, which you have to what I think people are not realizing. You can like Cash Doll all day long, but Cash Doll is not going to make anybody more money than Bad Baby will. Bad Baby will make a lot of people a lot of money for a long time.
And, you know, I think people have to understand, too, I mean, this is just the world we live in. White people love seeing their own go and be ratchet, okay? And at the end of the day, they're going to go see her. All the other races are going to go see her. And you can't really say that other races are just going to go see Cash Doll. It's the world we live in. they're just not going to go see her. You know, they go and see Rihanna. They go and see Beyonce. And you just have to have something about you that is going to make people want to come see you. Like you said, you can't just be, you know, a girl that's rapping with a big booty. That's not a thing anymore. Nicki Minaj was probably the last character that can use that angle. Everybody gets butt injections now. So it's no longer unique. You have Bad Baby. I think the reason why people like her is because she's cursing everybody out. We have never seen a child get that ratchet before. I mean,
and
I'm watching her. Like, if she was my child, I'd turn up on her. But then again, she kind of cool.
Right. On top of the fact she's white. She's
right.
White, she's young, and she can be groomed into whatever. But she, like I said in my previous video, Bad Baby is kind of like the villain. But that is the – she doesn't need to be Hannah Montana. We want to see her as the villain.
And think about, like, Whoa, Vicky. I mean, she was garbage, you know?
Complete
like,
trash.
All these other attempts is complete trash. Like, she's actually – when she does speak, when she's not dealing with haters, she actually is telling you her story. She has a story. And she's really focusing on her craft. She may address you for a second, but she goes back to the craft. Some of these other ones, well, Vicky and them, they're too busy in the drama. I believe that Bad Baby is really focusing on her craft. And she has a team. I don't know how she got a team, but she got a team on her. And they are supporting her and supporting what they do. And I think we have to not take it so personally. We may want Cash Doll to make it. But at the end of the day, if you're not going to have a team supporting you and you're not going to make it, sometimes you're going to have to just take the L because there can't just be 100 rappers. We've never seen that. They only let a few in there, and we have a group right now, and we're really looking for hitters. I mean, the time period where you could just slip in, it's over. Honestly, I think Cash Doll would have made it in the P. Diddy era. You know, she had a chance. That would have been a perfect time for her. She would have been unique. And she would have had something going on. She could have joined one of his groups and making the band. She would have been on it. Right now, they're going back to the Kims. They want a character. They want even Remy Ma. I mean, you can say she's not coming up. Everybody remembers her. It don't matter what you think. They remember her. People go to see her. Nobody really just thinks, I'm going to get on my Apple Music, and out of all the new people, let me go look up Cash Doll. That's the whole thing. Bad Baby,
hold on.
Let me see
if I can pull her up. Let me see if I can pull her up. But I don't know if YouTube will just stop this video right now.
No, it's going to work out. We believe in you.
Hold on, they might stop it. Hold on, let me see if I can. Hold on, let me see. Because this is new. I'm scared to do it. Hold on.
It's going to come through. I believe in you.
Well, it's not that. I believe in me, too. But I just feel like YouTube is going to flag the shit out of me if I do this.
You know, and it's probably some people, trying to hate on the channel. But, you know how it goes.
Hold on, you all, because I don't think I'm going to be able to pull that because YouTube going to try it. But because they will give me a strike because her shit is like, it just dropped like yesterday, so I can't do that.
Right,
but,
and she coming out with that copyrighted shit. She ain't playing no game, no SoundCloud for her, okay?
Yes.
This shit is official. So you already know what time it is. Go ahead and play like 2 seconds and jump on off that. Because I see how you got with the Nastasia. You jumped off that real quick too. Because she had her shit on the copyright too. Like, okay.
Right.
Dude, you can't even do no MySpace shit no more. That shit over with. You ain't official.
Yeah.
They ain't checking for you. No way. Bad Baby ain't
all
alone.
Right, thank
you
caller. We got another caller we got to take.
Yes,
but
go ahead. But
so
thank
much.
You, boo. God bless.
Thank
You're going
you, thank
to make
you.
It. Hottest show
thank
on YouTube,
you.
Period.
Yes. Even though I'm a little irritated right now, I don't think I'm leaving this video up because I'm a little annoyed that this shit is not working over here. Let me take this caller. 334-4353, you're live on the air. That one dropped. Like, some of these are even dropping. Okay. So, y'all, this shit is like freezing up on my end. I might have to stop this and possibly bring this back. I'm so sorry, y'all. I might have to do it. Don't be mad. We got to finish this conversation. I'll be back.
Yes, I'm saying.